health science programs, and many more. Join hundreds of Zambian students who have made Malaysia their second home away from home. For admission and free counseling, please come with your grade 12 results and copy of passport for one-on-one encounter with numerous university representatives from Malaysia and Zambian universities on the following date and venue. Trotia Hotel Lusaka Tower on the 5th and 6th June 2025. Time 9:30 to 16:30 hours. Book your free slot by simply clicking or following the link below, or better still, contact SkyGoat Edu today and speak to our friendly team who stand ready to guide you through booking process by dialing or sending a WhatsApp to 0971 868 086. Start your journey into a brighter future by not missing this incredible lifetime opportunity. Register now and let your dreams take flight to Malaysia.
And Voice News, the Global Link.
NGLCC rejects Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. Zanamaka urges councils to use levies to build more markets. And more than 700 believed dead in devastating Nigeria floods. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has rejected the proposed Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, citing serious concerns over the lack of transparency, inclusivity and broad-based consultation in the drafting process. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, NGOCC Chairperson Beauty Katebe expressed the organization's disappointment, noting that although the bill contains some progressive provisions, the process behind it fails to meet democratic standards. NGOCC is deeply concerned that the amendment process has not been sufficiently transparent or inclusive and lacks the broad consensus required for such a critical national undertaking, said Ms. Katebe. She has since urged government to halt the current process and configure it to ensure meaningful participation from all segments of society.
In light of these issues mentioned above, NGOCC rejects Bill No. 7 and calls on the government to pause and reconfigure the amendment process to be truly inclusive and guided by broad consensus. We remain committed to a constitutional framework that promotes genuine representation and equity for all citizens.
United Party for National Development, UPND Media Director Mark Simoe says there is no law that prohibits government to undertake constitutional amendments a year before elections. Mr. Simoe says the proposed Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 is a document that has emanated from national consensus and it is the will of the people. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Simoe downplayed assertions that the process is rushed. Bill No. 7 of 2025 is not a partisan initiative. It is a product of national consensus and reflects the aspirations of Zambians, said Mr. Simoe. Mr. Simoe further explained that the drafting of the amendment followed extensive national consultations, including contributions from a wide range of stakeholders. He urged the public to focus on the substance of the proposed amendments rather than the timing, adding that the Constitution must remain a living document that evolves with the needs and expectations of the citizens.
The correctness of the timing is that legislative powers, the mandate, the legislative mandate vested in the legislature under Article 2 is from the time they have the specificity up to the time of dissolution of parliament. So meaning we are correct legally. So now if they tell us that the timing is wrong, which one is the correct answer? The correct answer is that constitutionally the constitutional mandate to legislate is from the time of the first sitting up to the time of dissolution of parliament. In our view, we are correct constitutionally.
The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMACA, has called on councils to channel levies collected from marketeers and bus drivers towards the construction of new markets as a long-term solution to the growing problem of street vending. ZANAMACA President Mupila Kamea said the surge in street vending across the country is largely due to the lack of adequate trading spaces for small-scale traders. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Kamea noted that the funds currently being collected by councils are substantial and, if properly utilized, could help build more trading facilities nationwide. The money that is collected through the levies from marketeers and bus drivers has the potential to construct many markets across the country, said Mr. Kamea. He emphasized that providing more designated trading spaces would help restore order, improve sanitation and support the livelihoods of marketeers operating under difficult conditions.
The problem we have of infrastructure development in our area can be sorted out by our own people. Every month we can be building a market. Tofo Lusaka, Street Market, Soweto, and BH Market. These are huge markets. Put what is can be collected per day, per month. We can build a market with proper management. We can build a market. We don't know because we are a government. Government is the people, for the people, by the people. And so if we are not engaged in the process of developing our infrastructure, it becomes a problem.
Hollard Life Assurance Zambia Limited has completed the acquisition of Absa Life Zambia Limited. This transaction marks a full transfer of ownership and operations from Absa Group to Hollard Life, significantly altering the competitive landscape of the local life insurance industry. Speaking during a media briefing, Hollard Zambia Group Chief Executive Director Paul Nkoma described the transaction as transformative rather than transactional. This step transcends a routine business deal. It reflects our mission to enable people to secure better futures through innovation, customer care and sustainable growth, said Mr. Nkoma. Mr. Nkoma noted that the combined entity will operate under a unified leadership team focused on operational excellence and customer satisfaction. He adds that the integration will unlock efficiencies and expand Hollard's footprint across Zambia, helping to deliver tailored insurance solutions to a broader customer base.
Our goal is to uphold the trust and service quality both brands have cultivated over decades. Understanding the acquisition's impact, this full integration of Absa Life into Hollard's operations unlocks opportunities to broaden our market reach, deliver cutting-edge solutions, and optimize efficiency. Our strategy is anchored on four pillars: market growth, deepening Hollard's footprint in Zambia to serve more customers.
In African news, officials say the official death toll after deadly floods hit the Nigerian town of Mokwa on Thursday has risen to more than 200. Another 500 people are still missing in the town in the central Niger state. However, local official Musa Kimboku told the BBC that rescue efforts had ceased because authorities no longer believe anyone could still be found alive. The floods, said to be worst in the area for 60 years, swept through the Mokwa districts of Tifin Maza and Angwan Hausawa after torrential rains. In an effort to prevent disease in the area, authorities will soon start to dig out corpses buried underground, Mokwa's district head Muhammadu Aliyu said. Coming up shortly, China says U.S. has severely violated tariffs truce. This and more, stay tuned.
Malaria is the leading cause of illness and death in Zambia, especially among children under 5. However, malaria is preventable with measures to avoid mosquito bites, such as the use of insecticide-treated nets, indoor residual house spraying, intermittent preventive treatment, and environmental management.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. China says the U.S. has severely violated their trade truce and that it will take strong measures to defend its interests. China's Ministry of Commerce said that Washington has seriously undermined the agreement reached during talks in Geneva last month when both countries lowered tariffs on goods imported from each other. The spokesperson added that U.S. actions have also severely violated the consensus reached during a phone call in January between China's leader Xi Jinping and President Donald Trump. The comments come after Trump said on Friday that China had totally violated its